Welcome back to Mind Pump. We have a special guest. Me and Adam are in the
stupid hair
in the studio with a guest that's interrupting right now.
I'm so pumped to have this guy in right now.
Justin Swole.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky to have me.
So, questions,
ladies and gentlemen.
So, I love this guy.
So, Justin Swoles, what is the most important thing when
what was that again?
Okay. What's the number one most important thing when it comes to, in terms of building muscle, burning body fat, getting
well,
fat?
Of course, it's about being in the gym all the time.
Okay.
Lifting the weights.
Yeah.
If you take this certain stack, you're going to get some fucking gains.
That's weird, Adam. I don't know. I've never.
Yeah.
What about like a workout that's phased? That focuses on different types of muscle adaptation, patented trigger session, like the MAPS anabolic program.
Maybe listen, you got to do it easier than that. You just got to push some weight and inspire some lives and take some fat burners.
What about like for abs? What about for like a six pack? What would you do?
Well, obviously, you would sign up for $5.99 and to my site, and then we would really get into the details of it. That would already be written down in like a PDF and you'd be hooked up.
So I'm going to talk to Adam real quick. Justin Swoles, I just go ahead and put your hands over your ears.
Hey, listen.
This guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No, I know. You know what?
Listeners, if you want to build good abs, no BS six pack formula.
Hey, ask him about the fasting guy. I want to hear what he thinks about
fasting. Yeah. Oh, okay. Justin Swoles, take your hands off your ears now.
Hey, what? What are you guys talking about?
Have you ever heard of fasting?
What? Like I'm going faster because I'm so swole? is that what you mean, fast?
No. Fasting is a technique that's actually been utilized now. Actually, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it.
When you don't eat.
You don't eat.
So you don't eat, right? That's your advice, college kid? You don't eat?
We have an intermittent fasting survival guide.
That's real good.
And we have a nutrition survival guide. And
you know what I do? I eat. I eat burgers and pizza and... you know, donuts, and I get gains.
Doug, can you cut off his mic, please? So we have all the stuff available. It's a bundle on sale. Ends January 1st. Go to mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow button.
Listen, if you want to do that, you can be small. Or you could go to www.jswoles.com and do yourself a solid. Boom!
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I'm not a holiday guy, dude.
Really?
No. You know what? The things that I like about the holiday are things that I like. I want to schedule. Matter of fact, what we should do this. We're going to make a Mind Pump holiday.
We're going to make up a holiday?
We're going to what we're going to do is to collectively together.
We already have the holiday.
No.
We need a Hallmark card.
Well, I made that post-Thanksgiving up one.
Well, this is what we're going to do is the three of us together and four of us with Doug too here. We're going to figure
seasonal
out.
Seasonal book day.
We're going to take all the best things that we like from each holiday. Mm-hmm. So like, okay, if you're an Easter guy and you're like, I don't really like Easter except for the jelly beans. Okay, jelly beans, put that to the side. So we're going to take all the best things of each holiday.
Christmas Kwanzaa Halloweenica.
Yes. And we're going to make our own holiday where we only, because I don't like, there's for every holiday, there's something I love, but there's also something that drives me crazy.
There has to be a fitness twist to it though.
Absolutely.
Like,
that's why it's
like
our
instead
holiday.
Of Santa Claus showing up, it's like, I don't know.
Deadlifts.
Yeah.
No, someone days of deadlifts.
Someone shows up and brings you a fitness gift or a fitness tip.
Well, I like
he leaves a tip under your pillow. You pull up, you wake up in the morning.
Ooh, I sat on a tip.
Oh my God, it's the morning. You look under your pillow, oh shit. Your grip on a bench press should be 1.5 times your shoulder width. Oh my God, thank you for the tip. You know, whatever your name is.
Well, I can't stand about Christmas, because Christmas seems like would be one of the best, and it is like I love
Christmas. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like.
I love the weather. I love cold weather.
Nope, don't like.
I like the fires.
I like Christmas when I was a kid. Yeah,
this was
different now.
This Christmas, I was so grouchy to get up, dude. My girl was like trying to wake me up at 7 o'clock, and it's only because we still have like a 9-year-old nephew or 8-year-old nephew that's getting up to still open presents. Otherwise, we'd fucking sleep in, you know? Yeah. To me, it's like, it's a holiday. I want to sleep the fuck in, dude.
Okay, write that down. That's part of our holiday.
I was like that even when I was a kid. I was like, oh, don't wake me up.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get up early to go look at your present?
My brother always tried to get me to do it. I'm like, dude, those don't be there. And I'm like, ah.
What a weird kid you were.
I know. I was.
As a kid, I liked to get up early, but it was quick that I didn't want
to. Dude, let me tell you, I hate going to any retail store right around Christmas. It makes me want to rip my hair out of my head.
Well, how about this one?
I can't stand just it. And I don't like people on Christmas because people are not more joyful. They're more asshole-ish. Everywhere you go, people are in a rush. They're in a hurry. Oh, I spent all my paycheck on presents.
How about this is the right now? Yeah. This may be this year, for sure this year, maybe in the last 5 years. There is more movies out right now that I want to see than I've wanted to see in a while. There's at least 5-6 good movies.
Really? Because I can only think of two.
Oh, really?
I watched Star Wars already.
Well, you can't, I'm not talking about ones you all the ones that's out right now, so that counts.
That are coming up?
No, that are out.
No, you're talking about movies that are coming up. Is that what you're saying?
Up or out right now?
Okay.
This time, right now,
The Big Short.
The Big Short.
That's Big Short. Star Wars.
Did you say The Big Short?
Short.
Daddy's Home. Daddy's Home. Concussion. What else was? Did I just?
You want to see that? Yeah, my brother was
what,
like,
"Concussion."
You gonna see Concussion? I was just like, "Why?" So I can just gonna feel like shit.
He's gonna get all paranoid.
Well, it's a Will Smith movie, and just like Muhammad Ali. That I knew that would be kind of a, you know, when he did the whole Hurricane one, he did such a great.
You know
job.
What? Those are movies I want to watch.
Yeah, those
I forgot about those.
Yeah, those are great movies. I saw Daddy's Home. That was hilarious.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw Big Short. That was phenomenal. That's my favorite.
Still haven't
movie.
Seen Star Wars.
I watch a movie like that strategically. It's what, $250 billion or whatever the fuck it's at, or a million or whatever.
Whoa.
Jesus
Christ.
That would be
Christ.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, everyone in the world watched it five times. Yeah.
It's
up to, I think, a billion.
I've seen it twice.
Have you seen it twice?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going for a third, but yeah.
I'm not going to give up any spoilers. I'm just going to give you my opinion on the movie. I'm not going to say
anything.
Well,
we're not going to accept it. So let's move on.
It was disappointing.
You know, okay, so.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
You had too high expectations.
The guy
man, I'm hard to please when it comes to movies.
From the guy who has not seen it yet, I've had probably 80% people tell me they loved it. 10%
it's
of the people.
It's an 80-20 rule for sure.
Yeah, the thing that I have to say that everybody who didn't like it, no one was like, it was a bad movie. Oh, it was lame. Oh, I walked out. Oh, I fell asleep. It was either predictable or it's like.
There's a couple things that you wish that he wouldn't have added that he did, but like if you anyway, we can't even talk about it.
Yeah, no spoilers. We're moving
along. How dare you?
You know, speed of movies. Here's a transition.
Okay, you're gonna watch it, and then we're gonna do a whole thing on it.
Okay,
bro, the part where Princess Leia has
sex. Yeah, I know, right?
Luke Skywalker.
And then it was like pornographic.
It gets all incestuous.
Yeah,
shut your fucking pie hole. Listen here. Listen.
What happened?
So I pissed these people off. I pissed the people off at the theater. So we come in, right?
The people?
Well, the people that work there.
Okay.
Well, and some other people.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I pissed all the people off at the theater.
You know, everybody was grumbling behind me, too.
Beginning of the story is nothing's weird about it.
Well, nobody wants to sit behind you.
You tend to piss people off.
Well, okay, so let me preface this right. First of all, I hate to go to the movies on holidays and opening night of anything because I don't like, one, I don't like sitting next to somebody. Two, I don't like hearing everybody fucking chew their popcorn. And when the theater's full, it's like surround sound. And it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I don't mind like one like out there like you can kind of hear.
Or they keep digging for those
jujubes. When everybody's doing it, it's just to me, it's just this annoying.
What about the dude that's eating a fucking hot dog with everything on it and just swaffs that smell to you?
Yeah.
I hate that.
So
it's like, go get dinner somewhere else.
So because of this, but then of course it's holidays. This is the best time to go see movies. We all have a day or two off of work and you know, it's cold outside, so getting all bundled up to go watch a movie.
It's cold outside.
So I still agree to do this, but here's my thing when I tell my girl, okay, we're going to a movie, one, we're not seeing like Star Wars right now because everybody and their fucking mother want to see that. We're going to see another one that we want to see, and we'll wait on Star Wars. So we go to see Big Daddy or Daddy's Home, not Big Daddy, Daddy's Home, which was hilarious, great movie. But I get there like 30, 45 minutes early because I want to pick my seats. Now, there's two things that are very important when I choose my seats. One, I like to be one seat away from the aisle because I get up and pee like a little girl, bro, every 5 minutes, dude. So I have to get up a bunch
during of time. During the
movie? During the movie. And it's it is. It's very annoying. And I don't...
You let them deposit?
Pause the fucking movie! So I have to do this. And I don't like to scoot by a ton of people. Like, scooting by one person's annoying as it is. So I... And then I'm also... You gotta remember, I'm a 6'3", fucking 230-pound guy. I don't fit in those little seats very comfortably. So if I got somebody right on my side, if it's not my girl and I can't drape myself all over her, then I'm annoyed all movie long trying to be all comfortable with my arm tucked in and shit to the half my seat. So I like to...
Is that why you had your arm around me at the movies?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
And that's why I sit one seat over from the very aisle, because most people come in pairs, so the likelihood of one person being there is very little. So I'm going to be lucky to have...
Oh, I see what you're doing.
So one person on my right is...
You're like the asshole that parks in two parking spaces.
Why do you say that?
It's kind of like that.
Are you the guy who...
You're dividing it all up, dude.
So, okay, so this is perfect because this is leading to where my story, and I'm curious to your guys' opinion on this. So the theater is about 75% full. Nobody's in the first four rows that everybody hates. Okay, so it's not even close to that full. Okay, so that's important that you understand that. Okay? It's not even four rows. And, you know, the top part is getting pretty full. There's a seat to the left of my girl. There's a seat to the right of me. So her and I don't have anybody on our left or our right. And this lady comes up, and she's actually in a wheelchair, and she's getting pushed by her husband, and she has one of the people that work there. And they come over here, and they're asking, is there anybody sitting there? And I go, oh, no. And at first, I have, like, my soda and water and everything's all set up on that seat, so nobody takes it anyways, right? And she's
you're like, of course, but you're already in a chair.
Well,
boom.
So she asked.
Damn,
she,
I went too far.
She asked the
I just died inside.
The theater manager asks if there's anybody sitting there, and I say I grab my stuff right away. No, absolutely, you can sit there if you want to. But then I go, but I want you to know, I get up literally like every 15 minutes. So you're gonna be, and I'm looking at her like, this is probably gonna be. She looks like she can't move very, very mm-hmm. well. So that's gonna. And she's like, oh, thanks for telling me. She's like, so do I, honey. Let's go to the other side. So it's like, oh, cool. Say right. Fucking 5 minutes later. Now the previews have started. This movie started already. This girl comes up and she's probably in her, like, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s, her and her girlfriend. And she leans over and she whispers, she goes, excuse me, sir, is there somebody sitting on the other side of you? And I'm like, no one's sitting there. She's like, could you guys scoot in so we could sit right here? I go, no.
You said like that to her?
Just like that. No. And she goes, excuse me? And I go, no. And she goes, no, you won't move? I said, no, I won't move. And she does this look all crazy at me, like she's getting really pissed. The people behind me start grumbling, like I'm an asshole or whatever like that. And I'm like, listen, I get up like a lot through the movie, and I don't want to have to step by you. I got here 30 minutes early so I could sit where I'm comfortable. I sit. Probably next time you should get here a little sooner than before the movie starts. And she was like, all pissed, and she's like, come on, karma will get him.
She said that?
Yeah. As she stomped away. And then the people behind me are all grumbling. And then my poor girl, she's probably embarrassed.
To her friend, she's like, that asshole's so hot. Like,
oh, no.
That motherfucker. Fuck him.
It was dark. And nobody saw what I looked like. And it didn't matter. That bitch did not like
his
me.
His silhouette was sexy.
But
I was just going to sit on him.
What's your opinion
teach
on
my
that?
Lesson.
I
mean,
my opinion?
Yeah.
I personally would have moved over.
You would have.
Of course.
I figured you would. Justin, what about you?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm the asshole. Yeah. What about you, Doug? Tell me you're an asshole with me.
No, I'm not.
Fuck!
Sorry, Adam, you're all alone.
You guys are a bunch of pushovers, dude.
No, we're just nice.
What is the... Okay, you know what, though? That is so annoying to me.
It's karma.
Someone shows
you're
up...
You're particular about that thing. We wouldn't have been particular about it the way that you would have.
Yeah,
right?
And that's...
That's a bad example.
Don't you, so it's already... Even if I wasn't particular, though, I still, on a principle, I would say no, because I find it annoying that it's fucking Christmas Eve and you don't think you should get to the movies fucking 15 minutes before it starts so you can get a for sure seat. And then you're not only going to come over and ask somebody why the fucking previews are already starting and going to move, but there's fucking 50 seats in front of me that nobody's sitting on. So you're going to inconvenience me because your fucking lazy ass can't get to the theater on time? No, bro. No.
Yeah, I mean, I can see your point. I would have been like, sure, yeah. You can have a seat.
You're such a nice guy, dude. Yeah.
I would have been like, sure, 20-something-year-old young ladies,
this is
you can
why
sit next to me.
This is why I aren't.
Would you like some popcorn?
Yeah.
In my popcorn?
This is why everybody likes you so much.
Put your hand in my popcorn. No, it's, yeah,
why,
I don't know.
This is why I appeal to only a small percentage of people. You know. Some people right now are going like, fuck yeah, they're listening to the radio right now. They're like, tell them, Adam.
I think a lot
I agree
of,
with
I think
you,
a lot
I can't
of,
stand those
I
people.
I think a lot of people like what you're saying because a lot of us think that. Right. But then when push comes to shove, we'll be like, sure, I'll move over.
Yeah. You know, the great, and I wasn't, I'm saying this passionately right now because inside I was infuriated. Because I tell my girl ahead of time, you know what? I'm telling her, we sit here because you know someone's going to come over here, but I already know what's going to happen to us. But when I say it, I'm not like, no, like I'm a brat or a dick. You know, I say, no, you know, like, no, I'm not going to move.
I just don't want you.
No.
You sound more like a dick that way.
No.
One time when I was a kid, I had busted my knee. So I had this long brace that I couldn't bend my leg. So my leg was all straight. So I sat on the end because my leg's straight. I can't put it where the seat is, right? Yeah. So I'm sitting there and these people are trying to get by me. And this fucking guy's looking down at my leg like, move your leg, kid. And I'm like, I point to it like, I can't. He fucking kicks my leg and tries to be an asshole. So I pull up my pants. I pull up my pants and I show him my Glock. No, I show him my my brace. And I'm like, fuck you. My leg's broken. He's like, oh. That's the only time I've got pissed off in the theater.
Yeah. I don't, it just irritates me. It's not like I get that pissed or a big deal, but it's pretty funny though. It's not the first time I've told somebody no. And I've learned too, to not make a big deal about it. Just say no, no, I won't. No,
you know what I think happens? I think when you have children, maybe Justin can back me up on this. When you have kids, your perception of things that you want to waste energy on getting irritated changes because otherwise I would be irritated all day. Let me give you an example. We went to Tahoe over the week, right? But right before Christmas.
Yeah.
And we're driving up. And what is it? How long is it supposed to take you to get to Tahoe?
4 hours.
4 hours, right?
Yeah.
10 hours.
Ugh.
10 hours.
Ugh.
Stuck on 50. We were probably on 50.
Snow or what?
There was an avalanche or something.
And you're caught up on all your Mind Pump episodes.
Bro, we're stuck on, we were stuck on 50 screwed. For that alone for 4 hours, probably. I got two kids in the back. It's coming down. Snow. Mm. The car's not moving, dude.
Yeah.
You have to really quickly realize that you can't kill everybody in the car. It's your family. You know what I'm saying? So you learn to calm yourself. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because your kids are screaming. They've already seen the movie 3 times on the iPad. Your wife's acting crazy. You just want to drive off the cliff, but you don't.
But you tell them, you keep it together.
Why is it every time we get together after we haven't seen each other for like a week or two, you find a way to make me feel like I definitely don't want to be married and have kids again? I don't know. I almost proposed over the fucking holidays here and stuff like that.
And then
of
me?
Yeah, then I think of you fuckers.
Wow,
like,
we
are just
we're sorry,
me why I shouldn't do that.
Sorry, yeah. Katrina.
Man, that just does not. I don't want to have to kill.
But it's beautiful.
Kid.
It's all beautiful. Yeah, it's a wonderful.
Back pedal.
What did you do, Justin? Did you do anything over the?
You
watched Star Wars 3 times.
I watched it twice.
Did you take your boy? Any of your kids?
Not yet. That was gonna be my third time.
Wait. You've gone twice already, and you haven't done your kid.
Two different groups of people. Yeah, I have my hardcore nerd buddies, and then I went with my brother and my mom and my dad. So yeah, so I did that, and then I actually had a pretty good time. I got my son some Nerf guns, and then my brother's daughter too. We took them out in the forest, and we all had this like crazy like Nerf gun fight and shot each other and stuff, and nobody got seriously injured, but you know, there was one point where they were like trying to run away and then they smashed heads.
Kids always get hurt.
Dude, always get hurt.
Always.
And it was just like one of those freak things. And then my son had this huge like black eye and I had to explain that. But it was totally worth it and it was fun.
Yeah, we had a snowball fight and my son was up a little higher on the ledge. Threw a snowball. I'm down making a snowman and it like hit me in the head. A little, you know, little kid snowball. So I look up at him and I'm like, and I know him, I know what's going to happen. I'm like,
you're going to do a huge.
He's about to get blasted.
Yeah.
Because these are important lessons you teach your children.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So it hits me, right? And he laughs. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
He bends down to get another one. And I got like this massive, you know, when the snow is kind of, it's not ice, but it's, but it's a little harder than snow. And it's like a big block.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just.
Boom.
All over his face and his shirt.
What a dick.
And yeah. And he's like, that's not fair. And he like started to cry a little bit. I'm like, son, I'm like, you don't pick a snowball fight that's with right. someone that can crush you.
You don't poke the bear.
And
that's
he's
what
like,
I always told my son.
And he's trying not to cry because he doesn't want to, you know what I mean? He doesn't want to look like he's being a poor sport. And I'm laughing so hard. And then I gave him a hug and everything was all good.
Uh-huh.
But
I
just
shot my son in the face.
So, yeah, and it hurt him, and I felt bad.
But it was a
we
good lesson.
It out, but it was good.
It was a good lesson.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. So, how bad, tell me damage control for you guys, nutrition-wise, weight training-wise, how bad were we?
I didn't miss a workout. I
worked out pretty well. I had some serious amount of cookies, though, I'll be honest.
No, yeah, I
trucked
good.
Through some cookies.
I drank a lot. A lot of wine. There was like a 3-day period there where I got smashed every day because we were hanging out with my cousin and his wife, and we were just, you know, they love wine, so they're like, oh, try this, try that. So we're just getting destroyed 3 days in a row. But that's it. Food was good.
I had gifts of like whiskey. Like my my clients gave me like this like awesome like blue label scotch, and you know, like I got like whiskey from like 3 different people, and I'm like, damn.
And it's gone already.
Yeah, I mean, I just drank the whole thing.
Yeah, I was pretty I had 1 day of wine. I went to see my aunt and uncle. We did lobster, steak, and wine. So we polished off a few bottles of nice wine there. So I did some pretty good damage. But at least I had some like a good cut of filet, and I had a nice lobster. So it wasn't like I was, and I don't even think I had dessert that night, actually.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but we definitely, I mean, we put a couple of bottles of wine down. So,
but you also went into Christmas having lost a lot of weight.
So that's what was so scary for me was I just came off of that 2 weeks where I did not touch a weight. I was throwing up violently and stuff like that, completely sick. So I was down and out for 14 days. My first day back in the gym was 16 days after that, lost the 17 pounds. And I just kind of got, and even then, like, it wasn't until probably about 2-3 days ago did my stomach start to finally feel normal again.
That is the worst case of herpes I've ever heard of in my life.
Literally, I think it was like all my STDs flared up at the same time, creating like this
all 5 of them
huge, and crazy virus. Just
pushing everything out.
Everything. My body was like, get rid of everything. You're dying. That's how I felt, dude. So, but I did manage to get to the gym a couple times, and I have to say, I got to give kudos to my girl because I was not feeling like it. After being sick like that, depressed from losing all the weight, then going to the holidays, I kind of had the like, fuck it attitude. I ain't got a show coming up. Like, I'll figure it out later. And she's like, no, you're going to be mad if you didn't. You know, you're going to be glad. If we go to the gym, you'll feel so much better. And I'm like, grumbling, right?
Subtitles. You better work out because I think you're hot when you work out. When you don't.
Yeah, right. You're not getting any unless you get sexy. Yeah, so if it wasn't for her,
you look good right now. I'm looking at you right now.
I try. This is
I wake up and it happens.
You know,
he's like, yeah, I know.
Well,
we all
know that we've been doing this for a long time too. We know there's certain shirts that help us out when we're not feeling so good. So I'm on that side.
You put Doug's shirt on.
I'm over into the large section of my closet that makes me look a little more muscular. I'm on that phase right now. I haven't worked my right side of the closet. I've got to be fit to wear that clothes. So right now I'm on the far left.
Yeah. See, I had a cold which went away, and now I'm getting a sinus infection. And I also scheduled myself a physical. Do you guys get physicals every year?
Dude, really? My wife was like scheduled me when I was like pissed because I just
did. You do it?
Not yet.
You have a nurse for a wife.
Dude, I know, but it's just like, you know, I hate doing
that. Check your balls
shit
for free.
I was gonna say, she doesn't want to check your balls, huh? Yeah. She's like, take them salty things to somebody else.
She's like, I'm not touching those things.
I don't know.
Gross. Yeah. No, I had a physical. I actually scheduled it today. They did my blood work already. Everything came back great. Then I went and did the physical, and it's this older woman. And it's just always, I don't know, man. I feel bad for girls.
You got a boner.
I did. No. Yeah. I feel bad for girls because they got to get, you know, they got to get spread eagle all the time with the OBGYN. You know, you're laying back and they're checking your nuts and everything. It's kind of weird. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Wait, what? You were sitting up with your legs in the stirrups?
No.
I don't know, bro. This doesn't sound like, very normal. What doctor
did
you
normal?
See?
Where did Fuck. You go?
That's not normal?
That's not normal, man.
She put the thing in my butt? That's not normal?
My doctor just makes me take my pants off to where I'm naked, and I just walk on my tippy toes across the room and back. That's all I have to do.
No, I laid back on the examining table. I didn't have my legs up on the stirrups, but you lay back.
I'm going to have you arch your back, Sal. Go ahead and arch your back. Close your eyes real quick for me.
So it's always a little weird to have a stranger, you know, play with your dick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sober.
Yeah, right, okay,
you know what I mean?
Good.
Cold hands.
Yeah. Good point.
Good point.
Like, doc, don't you think you should have gloves on? No.
No. I trust you.
Yeah. So speaking of holidays, we have a big fitness holiday coming up.
Oh, bro.
A big fitness holiday.
Let it begin.
New Year's What are they called? What do they call them? New Year's resolutionists or the crowd?
There's a name for them?
I don't know. I think I just made one up.
Weekend warrior is what we call them.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't know this that don't work in the fitness industry, but let me tell you.
Your last ditch effort people.
Gyms will, their sales will bump up by 50%, some of these big clubs. That's a big ass jump in 1 month, man. 50% jump. It gets crazy.
Yeah, and that's all. Really, all it is the memberships that go way up. Right?
Nuts.
Yeah.
It's no,
not,
you also
it's
have
not the serious people that, like, you know, all of a sudden get fired up.
But you also get all the members who've been paying all year that don't come to the gym. All of a sudden on New Year's decide, I'm going to start going to the gym again.
Oh yeah. So it's just like too many.
But see, the thing is about January, the first week isn't really that busy.
No. It takes 2 weeks for the lazy people to get in.
Then the second week kicks in, then the third week, and it's like most of your sales happen the last
week. I used to always trip out at the beginning of January because I'd be like, okay, all right. Yeah. I'd gear up my staff. Okay, January 1.
It's going to be crazy.
Get ready. It's going to be crazy. Then like literally January 1, 2, and 3, it's like, crickets in the gym still.
Oh, everybody's still at like 60% of goal.
Everybody's still hungover from all the drinking and partying they did the night before. And then like, and they're like, oh fuck, that's right. You remember when we cheers that champagne? We said that we were getting the best shape of our life.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's January 12th and we still haven't been down to the gym yet. Okay, we're going tomorrow. Okay, we're going tomorrow. I'll meet you there. And then people start rolling in. Yeah. So from like the 10th to like the 16th is like, here they all come. And oh, it's just
it gets map. It gets so crazy. The gym gets so fucking packed. I remember days in January where you're walking around prime time is anywhere, it's like between 4 and 8, 9 p.m. right? You're walking around mid prime time, 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, and it's like a nightclub.
Yeah.
It would be like a fucking nightclub. Like you're moving sideways to squeeze through certain areas of the gym. It would get crazy. I couldn't
see like lines of 5 to 6 people like behind each other, like waiting for treadmills.
Oh. Crazy.
It was like,
that is one
like,
of my
are you shitting me?
Great point right there. Yeah. That is one of my biggest pet peeves when I see that.
Go walk around in a circle.
Cracks me buddy. Up.
Yeah, walk around the gym.
First, what they do is they circle They circle the parking lot.
Oh, they fight for the parking space.
For 20 minutes trying to find the closest one, right? They fucking circle for 20 minutes. Then they get into the gym to just see that all the cardio is taken. And then they go stand behind a treadmill for another 30 minutes before they get on the treadmill to do their 20 minutes of cardio and then go home. When I see that, I seriously just want to die laughing. It's the funniest shit ever. It's like, you really
also, they can go in and powder their balls and then blow dry them.
Well, and say they made it to the gym, right?
That's it.
That is the funniest thing. That's how you point out a newbie for sure right there. It's like, you just came into the gym just to stand behind somebody else.
I can't remember what the statistics were for how many of those people stick. You know what I mean? Like, stick around. Because you lose
like
a lot
less
of them.
Than 10%.
Because the gym slows the fuck down by March. March, April, it's back to normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
it's like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah. I know that. I know the average person only hangs around for a couple months. They continue to pay us, though, for seven.
Yeah, yeah. So six to 8 months, I think, is how much they pay.
Yeah, the average is 7 months. They continue to pay after they stop. And I think the average is 2 to 3 months that people actually come in. And I think it's like 60 to 75%, I want to say, of the newcomers actually drop back off. So you guys can just hang in there. Right around May time, we should be good.
But for those of you that work in the gym, January and even February, those are the months to really bust your ass and make money.
Yeah, make money.
That's when you go in and you're working 6-7 days a week, bell to bell, because that's when you're going to get a lot of your sales. And it makes up for November and December, which suck ass in the gym.
Yep.
November, December, you don't make that much money in gyms. But then January, February, you kind of make up for it. But I think we should give some advice to, you know, listeners right now who may be thinking, hey, I'm going to get real serious come January. Maybe we should give them some advice so that they're not like those people that...
Well, here's the first thing. Don't worry. You know, park the farthest away. Be that person. Look for the furthest spot away. In fact, you'd be neat because you're going to find a spot really quick because it's the furthest one away.
Then go right to the weights.
Exactly. Yeah. Then go in and find some weights. Yeah. And you know it's neat? Because all the machines
and
all the
those.
Treadmills, though, that's where the line of people will be. But there's always a pair of dumbbells or a barbell somewhere.
It. Well, the first piece of advice I could give anybody is have a plan. Like, have a plan. Know what your goal is and how you're going to achieve it and make it realistic.
Realistic goals. Like, the smaller the better in the beginning.
The
right?
smaller the better. And if you're going to invest in a membership, you're better off getting the cheap, you know, not full access membership and invest the rest on personal training than you are getting the bells and whistles membership that gives you.
Plus, you have to test your commitment and, you know, see how often you actually make it. Because I think that, I mean, that's the most overlooked thing is really just like how often you're actually going to physically go. And that focusing on that specifically, just getting there is like a huge accomplishment.
Well, I tell people when they first start, especially people who haven't worked out in a long time or have never worked out, commit to 2 days a week. Just start with that and as long and see how long you can stay consistent.
Yeah,
see how long you can stay. And then you're naturally going to want to work out more if you end up being consistent at 2 days a week for a while.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's good advice. This would be a great shameless plug right here. You probably should purchase maps.
I was just going to say, like, that's a great plan. It's a lot less than personal training.
Well, and they you have a new one coming out.
Yeah, we may have one.
And we've decided, you know, or, you know, you've decided 2 to 3 times, which is how MAPS is designed around that, is that you only need to be in the gym 2 to 3 times a week to accomplish that. The other thing, I just gave a kid a tip the other day. I saw him. He's actually he's a competitor. I see him in there. He's an amateur competitor, pretty serious about working out. He comes up and asks me questions every once in a while. And I'd been watching some of the stuff he's doing. And lately, this has been another pet peeve of mine. And I guess we could attribute this to the Shreds team getting everybody to do all the sideways. I sent you guys a picture. You guys see that picture?
The sideways chest.
There was literally three chess machines, like hammer strength and machines all in a row. And all these kids that, like, I don't know, they're between 17 and 25 years old. So that all of them turned sideways. You know, and each one of the guys like showing him like, no, right here, squeeze here, touch right here, feel that, like do this. Like, I'm like, oh, these poor
for
kids.
All those people that wonder why we talk shit, that's why.
No, there you go.
Because so, they have power.
Well, and here's the thing. So, you know, what I had seen my buddy doing this one time. So I felt the need to, and I'm not, when I'm in the gym, and we've talked about this before. If someone is doing something stupid, I am not the guy. I know someone's listening right now, like, oh, you're a trainer. Why don't you go over there and help them? Well, no, fuck you. I'm there for my workout. I'm not there to fucking train people. So I'm not going around
they
giving
can do
out
whatever they want.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah, we're just gonna make fun of them after. We're not gonna help.
No. Here's the deal.
Oops.
If somebody and I've said this before,
if somebody is seeking help, we're there.
Yes. If somebody comes and asks me a question, I will take my headphones off. I will take the time to answer a question. Politely, 100%. And if it's a buddy of mine and we have an opportunity and we're talking and I have an opportunity to give him some good advice, I will do that. But I will not go interrupt somebody's workout just because they're doing something. Because here's the thing, I do stupid shit too.
Yeah.
When I'm bored, I do stupid shit all the time. So I'm not one to sit there and judge somebody else. I'm just saying I see it a lot. And more often than not, I see most of their workouts consisting of this. So this back to the story, this kid, I've noticed him doing a lot of these movements and everything. I said, hey, man, here's a small tip that I promise will change your physique big time. If you just make this a point, every single day that you lift, one of these lifts are always in there. Either one, you are always deadlifting with a barbell. Either two, you're always doing a bench press with a barbell, or you're squatting with a barbell, or you're doing a standing overhead press bar. If one of those four core movements is not the first thing that you do in every single workout, then you're doing something wrong. Make that one thing.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
It is.
That's actually a fantastic
tip. It's a simple thing. It's the biggest bang for your buck type movements. It's probably the most neglected movements that I see in the gym. And if you just made sure that every day, I don't care, do your bodybuilding splits, that's fine, do your stuff, but make sure that one of those four core movements is in every single one of your workouts.
And if you can't do it because of restrictions, then go seek some help.
Good point.
Yeah, fixing it. Seek some help and train towards that goal.
Right.
Train towards that ability to be able to do it. See, I have I get a little self-conscious now, or not self-conscious, but a little paranoid now if someone asks me for help at the gym because of what happened a while ago with me when I was working out with a friend of mine. I would work out with him once a week, and then I'd work out with Doug 1 or 2 days a week. Well, I show up to the gym and there's a letter for me. I told you guys about this. It's a fucking letter. So I open the letter and it's like, you've been seeing personal training people. And I'm like, oh, and I wasn't, I'm working out with people. So I ended up talking to the owner or whatever. Cause I call him like, this is ridiculous. I'm not training. I am a trainer. I train other places. I don't train here. So he actually came in and talked to me, which was very nice of him, but I'm basically not allowed to work out with anyone ever at Gold's. So I can never work out with anyone. That's literally what he said. So if I go work out with you, Adam, he said I can't work out with anyone. And number two, I shouldn't help anybody in the gym. That's what they said. So I'm like, so this is great. Someone's going to recognize me. Well, be like, hey, Sal, hey, I have your program. Can you show? No, fuck you.
That's
I can't help
silly.
You.
That is really silly.
Yeah. I think it was the other trainers. I think there was some other trainers.
I know that it's the other trainers because this is the same vibe that I get when I go to other gyms. And, you know, I'm even there with my wife or, you know, one of my buddies. And, of course, you know, usually as it turns out, I tend to lead the workouts.
Well, you're you are a trainer.
I can't help it. You know, right. Like it is what it is. And
you're sure as hell not going to let your wife lead your fucking
workout. You know
workout.
What I mean?
Hey, honey, what do you want to do next? Yeah. No offense, Courtney.
No, I know exactly. She could squat and do some. You know,
just like my girl, honey. I know badass. You can lead a workout, but let's be honest, but I'm leading the workout.
No, she wants me to lead. Trust me. But yeah, dude. So you know, trainers, they'll start. You just watch them. You know, the energy shifts. They watch you, and then they over in the corner, they're whispering and snickering, and it's just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, really, if you're that worried about me coming in and taking your clients, God.
Did you guys ever feel threatened by anybody like that?
Never.
I never did. Yeah.
Never.
Please. As a matter of fact,
please.
As a matter of fact, when I was a general manager, if I saw somebody who I thought for sure was trying to train people and I liked what they were doing.
Yeah, try and give them a job.
I would hire them.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd be like, you're working for me and you're making us money.
And if he was shitty, you'd use him as an example. You're trying to
see exactly.
You see the dumb dick over there doing those movements?
Exactly.
Don't do that.
That's, exactly.
That's how you hurt somebody.
Ridiculous.
And then we go approach the client afterward and say, hey, man, would you actually like to see personal training done right?
Dude,
come on by next week for free.
I remember doing that. Like, some trainer that came in, and then we spotted him out, and he was doing some nonsense, and then talking to his client. And then I think that client actually came back and trained.
Oh, yeah. I used to teach all my trainers. I used to teach. You know what? Don't get
There's an effective approach.
Yeah,
for
don't
sure.
get all pissy about it. Just see that as an opportunity.
That's you know? Always. Yeah.
If it's a shitty trainer, don't worry. You can probably get that client. Go train right next. Train your client.
Competition's
right
competition,
next to,
man.
Train your client right next to that trainer. Let that client listen in on what you're doing with your client and see what happens. And if, like Sal said, if they're that good of a trainer, I'm going to go hire him.
I'm going to hire that gangster. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at that gangster. Over there training somebody in my gym like a fucking little hiding in the corner, but he's doing a good job. I like him. He's that good of a closer. Guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go talk to him and be like, hey bro, I know you're training people in here. Don't worry, I'm not gonna kick you out, but you need to work for me or I will kick you out.
That's it. Or if you're a trainer and you aspire to be like that trainer, go talk to him.
Right.
Find out how he got to be so awesome.
Yeah. Right. So nonetheless, I can't work out with anybody at the
well,
gyms.
Well, back to giving good tips. Okay. So we talked about the four compound movements that one of those movements should be in every single workout, if not all of them.
What about nutrition? How about a good, simple nutrition tip?
Now, this is the biggest mistake I see people do nutritionally is you just came off of Christmas. You just came off of New Year's.
And then it's extreme.
Exactly. Yeah. You went one extreme of this caloric surplus and alcohol and garbage food and not moving, sitting on your ass, watching fucking, you know, movies. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, it's goal time. I'm off to lose these 30 pounds or whatever your goal is. And they go, they clean it. Now they're having chicken salads three times a day and they're running on the treadmill like nuts and they're going. That's the complete.
That's a recipe for failure.
It is a recipe for failure.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's the most simple analogy ever, but it holds so much truth.
So true. So the best thing, honestly, when you go from just that, just stop all that stuff, you know, if you were eating desserts, which is, it's just a natural transition. So don't even worry about getting really crazy about your diet yet. Just start to balance your foods out, make good choices, drink water, incorporate foods that are balanced, get balanced foods that are, which is exactly another shameless plug. How the Nutrition Survival Guide is designed is to show you balanced nutrition. We don't say you need to eat, this is your meal plan, eat these foods for
nutrient dense foods. Yeah, let's focus on that. And let's keep it, you know, simple as possible.
Yeah, I usually tell people, don't even worry about, like, go ahead and continue eating like you normally do.
The way
do,
you're eating.
And just be consistent with your 2 days a week in the gym first. You know what usually happens too? Some people still drop off, but a lot of people don't. They're consistent 2 days a week, and then they want to make changes to their nutrition. Mm-hmm. It becomes easy.
Yep.
Like, oh, wow, I've been working out now for a couple months pretty consistently. I think I'm going
to enhance this experience further.
Right. And it kind of happens naturally. I guess that's the biggest tip. It's just start really slow and make a commitment you know you can keep.
That's it.
And then stick with that.
Yeah, understand that. Like Justin said, not, you know, to piggyback off that again, it's a marathon and you need to approach it that way. It is not a, if you sprint, you just like in a marathon, as a sprinter, you may come out a half mile ahead of the marathon runner and be so far ahead of everybody the first few weeks. But don't trip, because the person who's actually pacing themselves is going to come blowing by you here in about five miles.
It's a lifetime commitment. You got to understand that fitness is not a, you know, fitness and health is not a short term commitment. Yeah. It's something you do forever.
Yeah. Well, and each stage kind of promotes, you know, the next experience, right? So each there's like pivotal moments where like maybe weight loss is one of the things that's like a focal point for you, and like, you know, you gradually get there by changing things in your diet, by moving more frequently, little things that lead to that. Now, okay, great. I want to kind of get stronger. Now I'm going to focus on getting stronger. Now, you know, my physique is going to change. I'm going to get more muscular. It's just like you get to look forward to many things.
But it has to be done.
Slow. You don't want to fucking do it all at once.
Exactly. It's you got to be very paced with it, very slow with it.
Reward yourself by going through, you know, these stages and achieve like reasonable goals.
Well, here's the other thing.
Keep achieving them.
Exactly. And I used to tell people this all the time, and I found through the years, I mean, I've been at this now professionally for over 18 years, and I have consistently seen this be successful for people. And that's this. When you make your commitment to 1 or 2 days a week, let's say, okay, you know for sure you can commit to 2 days a week. Monday and Thursday, for example. I'm going to work out Monday and Thursday. Never, never substitute one of those workouts for another day. Stick to that fucking workout on that day. Don't miss it for shit, because I promise you'll be more consistent than if you do, oh, you know, I'm not going to go tonight, but I'll go tomorrow instead. You start that habit up, yeah, you're not doing it anymore. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if it's a small, even if it's once a week, make it a rock in your schedule. Like, you'll never miss it. I work out on Mondays.
Great advice.
It's going to happen.
Great advice. Because
and be hard-headed about it, because you're much more likely to be successful if you do that.
Everything else moves around it.
Right.
That's such good advice. And I used to do this when I first would sit down somebody with an assessment. It's the first time I met with them, and I'm going through their whole part queue and asking them questions and finding out. And when I get to the commitment part, you know, you ask somebody, hey, how committed are you to your fitness goals that we just talked about? You know, 1 being you're not committed at all, 10 being you're extremely committed, you'll do whatever it takes. And of course, everybody in January is 10, you know. And I always like to, after they say that, say, you know, let's talk about what 10 looks like. You know, are you somebody who's, you know, because I think about if you ask me like how consistent I am with brushing my teeth, that's a 10 to me. You know, that's a 10.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of other things that I'm committed to doing, or I like doing, or I try to do a lot, but I wouldn't say I'm a 10 as far as my commitment level. I might be like a 7 or 8. And you got to be honest with yourself that way. You're trying to make this like a routine and a habit like that, because it is that important to you. If it's as important to taking care of your teeth like the same way as about taking care of your body, then it will become that way. And it needs to be a habit. It needs to be a ritual. It needs to be set. Every single morning, you probably have a pretty similar time that you get up and you brush your teeth. And every single night before you go to bed, you probably brush around the same time. I know the workout isn't as short as you brushing your teeth, but it's as important when it comes to taking care of yourself. So you got to kind of look at that way, that, you know, if I'm going to make this, and you start off slow. You start off with, you said, 2 days.
Even if it's once a week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Think about it this way.
That always, if, on that day at that time.
Right. Think about it this way. If you haven't worked out for a long time, or never been consistent, once a week is an improvement.
Yeah.
It's a great improvement over what you've been doing. And just stick with once a week. There's nothing wrong with that. That's you're doing good. You're doing something really good by doing that. And here's the thing. You got to learn to love it. Because if you never learn to love fitness, I promise you will not stick with it. If you start to love it, you'll stick with it. It won't be hard to stick to it. And the only way you can love fitness is if you learn to love fitness. And there's no way in hell you're going to learn to love it the first 6 months, yeah, or the first year even. Look, it's like learning to play the piano. If I went to go learn to play the piano right now, I would probably hate it until I could make music. Once I could make music, once I could actually play a song, then I'd be like, oh shit, I think I enjoy this. But that learning process kind of sucks. And working out's kind of like that too. So if you commit to once a week and you just make it consistent once, you'll learn to love it. And then what will end up happening is you'll end up going more often rather than fighting yourself to go however many days you committed to. That's something I've just witnessed for as long as I've been in fitness.
No, I agree. I it's probably the most common mistake we see is somebody coming in gung-ho and overdoing it. The other thing you can do is save your fucking money on your supplements. Don't go out there. beginning of the year, there's going to be all kinds of great deals.
No, there's
sales.
No need to buy something.
All the fat burners, and oh, there's going to be all these weight loss challenges and cool things going on in the gym. Like, I mean, that is all marketing.
Don't buy anything. Don't even buy a protein powder.
We do all that shit.
Just stay consistent with your workout first. Yeah. Then step two, you start looking at your nutrition. Then step three, you start, you know, things naturally move in the order of.
You start slowly ramping up your consistency. You start adding days. Yep. And then once you've slowly worked your way up to where you're going 3 to 5 days a week inside the gym, which is more than enough to change your physique in any manner that you want to achieve any fitness goal that you need. Once you go to that point, once you've dialed your nutrition in, then maybe we can look into what kind of supplements can I add to this already well-oiled machine that's running so well, you know, before I go out and spend 150.
Yeah, you just gotta stick with the big things that are gonna promote the most change. Nope. You know, and that's moving more frequently and just eating better step by step.
Well, just I always try to explain this to people too, that our bodies are these adaptation machines, man. And there's a part of things where adaptation is a positive thing because your body's having to adapt to new movements and change and grow and stuff like that. But there's also a side of it that makes it more challenging because the more the body adapts to a new thing, the more things I got to add to that to keep showing adaptation more and more ways. So you want to do just enough to elicit change in the body and then a little bit more to elicit change again, then a little bit more to elicit change. If you do all of it right out the gates, you might see an initial surge that is a lot faster than the average person who's starting slow. But then now the body becomes adapted to that and you missed out on all the little plateau breakers that you would have had you just started out the gates a lot more minimal and adding a little bit at a time.
Think of it like your body's a big piece of marble or a big rock, and you want to chisel it down to look the way you want to. You can't just go at it, you know, with a backhoe and just smash it because you'll have nothing. You start to take it off piece by piece, and you start to use small tools to define things. And that's kind of how exercise is. You can't go at it all at once. It just doesn't work. And even for those people that I've seen it work for, they don't stick to it. Mm. You know, you're either going to get hurt or you're going to burn out, and you're not going to get the results that you want. And then, at the absolute least, let's say you're one of those, you know, freaks where your body just responds to all that shit all at once, you'll hate it. You're going to end up not liking it.
Well,
it's going to suck.
The biggest loser.
Then you have to hammer yourself all the time.
The biggest loser is a perfect example of this. The biggest loser that everybody watches, of course, during this time, because I'm sure that there's another season getting ready to fire up and start. These people that go off for a 6-month camp and they're training 4 days or 4 times in a day, you know, 4 hours a day and shit. And they have a little refrigerator that this trainer is monitoring what they're eating and stuff like that. I mean, these people lose 100 pounds in 6 months and stuff like that. But guess what? 85% of them gain it all.
Well, they're in
back.
A bubble.
Yeah. People don't realize that though.
Is completely, you know, accounted for. And then they have to send them back home.
What about
that's where the challenge is.
I was just thinking right now, there might be some people listening who have never been members of a gym. And, it might even be intimidating to walk in and see a salesperson or whatever try to present you, you know, packages and programs and this and that. Here's my advice to you. Every gym will give you a free pass. Every single gym at least should give you a free pass, but most of them will. I would say start with that. Go in, and I don't care what they say the sale is.
Yeah.
What the sale's going to end, whatever.
You're such a dick right now.
I know.
Every gym owner right now that's probably one of our fans and listeners is like, fucking Sal, dude, this guy is a piece of shit.
Well, no,
right
listen.
I like
to swim in their pool. Yeah.
But that's not true because I used to love free passes. I used to love people that come in with free passes because then it was my opportunity to
close them hard.
Show them more, and I got more opportunities to meet this person. But anyhow. Yeah. Everyone will give you a guest pass. Take that guest pass and use the fuck out of it. Then you decide, I think I want to sign up. You're probably better off enrolling in the smallest, you know, least expensive program.
Well, you're probably
going to
get a good idea after that first month on your activity. If you're going, I mean, if you're going 3 to 5 times, you might use a different one. But if you're only going once or twice, you probably don't need.
Just start with a small one because you can always upgrade it. And if you have money that's burning a hole in your pocket, invest it in a trainer. That's the best investment you can make in a gym is to get a cheap membership and spend some money with a personal trainer. And there's a couple ways you could do it. You could hire a trainer to train you because the trainer's going to tell you they're going to want to train you 2 or 3 days a week. Bullshit. If you're just getting started, you could train with a trainer once a week to get going just to see what it's all about, you know, just to build your commitment up. And you could tell the trainer, I just want to work out once a week for now. I want to do that for a month or two.
Wow. We have to warn people too that we're sending. That's great advice. buyer beware though too. You know, where do your homework on your trainer. Do your homework, and because there's a very good chance you get a trainer and you think because they're working for this big company and you hire them and you're paying them $50 to $100 an hour that they're going to give you great advice and tell you everything. There's a good chance too that they could be very young and not a lot of experience and not very educated, but you know they're good at what they do, and so they're good at selling you on that they what they're telling you is the way it's supposed to be. All else fails, you just stay with listen to Mind Pump. I promise that if it's shit's not lining up with what we're saying, it's probably a good idea to move on and find the trainer that is.
Here's something you could do when you're talking to a trainer. Tell them when they say, what are your goals? This is what you should say. I want to feel better and I want to move better. I haven't worked out in a while. I don't want to get hammered in my workout. I want to be slowly progressed and I want to correct muscle imbalances. If the trainer looks at you with a retarded look on his face, not the person you want to work with. If the trainer smiles and says, I'm glad you, thank you. That's excellent what you just said. You've probably got yourself a good trainer. And if you can't walk the day after your first session, not a good trainer.
Yeah. If they don't assess you to begin with, then don't do it again.
Oh, I can't.
I mean, let's be honest. If they don't listen to Mind Pump,
there you go.
Just keep it simple. All that other complex. Like,
do you listen to Mind Pump? No.
Do you know anybody who does here?
Yeah. Sorry.
ask her out until you find the trainer that does.
Certainly we might have to have like some kind of like display of like awesome trainers.
One day, I like
our Mind Pump approved.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I do want to go that way one day.
Yeah, I mean the other thing you do
because I know a lot of good trainers. You know, it's hard to find them though.
It is. I think people can kind of trust themselves a little bit when they're meeting someone. You kind of know. You get a bit of a vibe. I think people get intimidated and they just go with someone and they're afraid to say, no, I don't want to work with you. You know, I think that happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know a lot about certain things when I go buy things, but when the sales guy's selling me a car or whatever, and I don't know shit about cars. I can tell, like, okay, this guy's kind of an asshole. Yeah, I can tell he's kind of, you know, shiesty.
Well, you say that because you know that because we've been doing that for a very long time. The average person doesn't, bro. The average person is like the same average person who goes in to get his oil changed or gets them done and lets the guy at freaking Jiffy Lube tell you need to change your filter again and your windshield wipers and your blinker lights.
Shit, I just did that.
Yeah.
I just changed every filter.
Mr. DeStefano, your computer says that your air filter.
Some tranny fluid.
We need to recycle your tranny fluid and change the flux capacitor left blinker is out. Do you want us to take care of all that right now? Then like you or me goes like, yeah.
Does every car have hoses and a serpentine belt?
Does every car have a flux capacitor or just mine?
Just
you. Well, I got that you change. Travel in time.
I got that change last week while I was watching sports.
You were not.
Psych.
Well, that being said, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review and say something nice about Justin, actually.
Justin,
hook me up.
Talk about his glutes.
Yeah. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.